This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into some really important science. In fact, I meant to print this off this morning or send it to you. Will you guys print me the Huffington Post, Reuters, about fluoride causing brain damage? Also, how in blacks, in major studies, it's much worse for black people for whatever physiological reason. It's like well-known Native Americans can't drink as much alcohol as a European can. In fact, it's on record that Europeans can drink and livers handle, on average, more alcohol than any other group. And that's because Ice Age man stored most of their food for the winter as alcohol. And so Europeans are true alcoholic creatures. And that's just a fact. Our ancestors that couldn't handle it all died out, you know, in the cave, slurping the mead. But it's not some racist thing to point out that Native Americans cannot hold their liquor and are extremely easy to get addicted to it. And it's a fact in scientific studies that hydrofluorosilicic acid is, it's bad for Hispanics, it's bad for whites, it's bad for Asians. And, of course, Hispanics are Asian, European, Arabic. So that's why people in Spain have higher rates of HIV than people, say, in Germany, because they have some African background and they have receptor sites for the on their T lymphocytes for the HIV. But again, I digress. It's just that's why science and knowledge just all interconnects. I'm going to spend about 20 minutes getting into things we can do and the fight against fluoride and glyphosate that's in the water and all the rest of it coming up. And then we have Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming on to talk about the economy, what he sees happening in the world, the election. And then Jakari Jackson has got a whole bunch of news that he's going to be breaking down and covering in the fourth hour that's become so popular since we relaunched it. A lot of stations picking up that fourth hour. I want to thank them for picking up the wrap-up show, Overdrive. I mean, it's kind of all that. I don't know what to call it yet because they cover a lot of the news I didn't get to. They cover a lot of the breaking news. They have a lot of special guests on, a lot of special reports. It's just a really strong fourth hour. I'd say many days when I tune into it around the office while I'm here, it's just as good or better, because I tend to get on these long rant babble sessions than even my own broadcast that we call InfoWars Live that's been on the air 18 years in this time slot. I've been on air 21 years. Coming up in February, it'll be 21 years in 4 months that we have been broadcasting on the radio and / TV. Now, Clinton has sickeningly, and we're going to have this clip coming up after the guest leaves, is Clinton on Benghazi, Christopher Stevens was responsible for his own security, throwing a dead man you murdered premeditatedly under the bus. That story is up on Infowars.com. That is just bombshell statement. That is in the Washington Times. Absolutely over the top, sickening. I am just beside myself right now. We now know that the Turkish ambassador told him to let them transfer the Stinger missiles out of Gaddafi's warehouses to him. They were right there at the warehouses at the substation. He said no. They didn't want to have a record. They just made the cold-blooded decision. It's so important to bring down Syria and to be able to shoot down Russian aircraft and stuff they knew were coming that they actually murdered him, but he fought back. The Americans held that Alamo for 7.5 hours. And because they held the Alamo for 7 hours, there it is, Benghazi shocker. Attack on Stevens was a professional job. That's Colonel Schaefer. By the way, we had to change the headline. He got called in and chewed out in the secretive groups he's part of. And it was a hit. But he had us change that headline. Schaefer likes to come on, but he doesn't like to come on because he gets in so much trouble when he does.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're getting more of these clips together. We have the transcript. Clinton on Benghazi. Christopher Stevens was responsible for his own security. It's his fault he died when we know she ordered the stand down. They've now been caught lying and saying that it was the Prophet Muhammad movie trailer that caused it, when it turns out they wanted to blame some other preacher for the Arab Spring and the riots that they basically launched to take over the Middle East as the cover for their jihad Saudi Arabian takeover. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. And we are continuing to track it live as it unfolds with the latest articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another excellent place to visit is DrudgeReport.com. FBI director won't comment on outgoing Hillary investigation. Ongoing Biden backers not sold on Clinton. Advisors woo, but resistance lingers. And now the Madam Secretary is in the middle of the hearings. One of the main Benghazi mothers who lost her son has gone public. The mother of Sean Smith and said that Hillary is lying. The New York Times even documents how Hillary's story has changed over and over again. We will break all of this down from Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Now, for the next 20, 30 minutes, I'm going to give AM and FM radio stations a piece of my mind in a positive way, in a loving way, in a good way, and just continue with the policy of absolute, total, and complete transparency. I won the Talkers National Award 5 years ago, I think it was. I was the cover of Talkers Magazine. I was listed as being the top 10 talk show host in the country. And they, you know, looked at my numbers just from rated stations that actually subscribed to the Arbitron. Then I had about 360-something thousand listeners every 15 minutes. About 3 million a day on terrestrial radio. It's a lot bigger than that with podcasts and videos and everything. I mean, and we have more affiliates now. It's about 4 million a day terrestrial radio. About 3, 4 million a day just on YouTube alone. You start doing the numbers, it's about 10 million a day. But talk radio itself is having a lot of problems. It's been imploding. Clear Channel's been taken over by Democratic Party type folks. I'm not involved with Clear Channel, but they had some patriots there that did stuff like put me on XM. They got great ratings, made a bunch of money. It was great success. I mean, Clear Channel put me on their channels on XM that they own. They owned like half of them. And I was told it's a Democrat takeover. You and about 100 other libertarians are being kicked off. So that's all going on. That said, we're going on and been on a major station in New York. We'll make that announcement next week with the station manager. We've gained big affiliates across the country. We're approaching 200 right now. So despite all their censorship, we're having some big success. That said, though, at Talkers, I was there to speak to industry heads about my success, but also how I funded myself. And I said, listen, ad agencies are fine. Local sales are fine. There's still huge loyal audiences to AM and FM radio. But you've got to supplement it, not just with a station coffee cup or a station T-shirt or live station events. You've really got to tell listeners, if you believe in what you're hearing, it's expensive to run this station. We need you to buy products. And then you find hot products, you buy a bunch of them, and you hire somebody in a shipping department to ship those out. We went from 15 years ago being half-funded with advertising, half-funded with in-house, to like 80% funded now in-house. Because advertising, even though it's waned for other folks, we got them knocking down our doors. It just can't compete with selling our own products to fund our operation. And then I take like 95% of the money and put it right back in. The main mission is to reach out to people. And I've got a stack of liners. I need to cut partnering with stations for longevity. I'm trying to do that. We're a little overwhelmed. I'm talking to other station managers about other things we can do to work with them. But instead of coming and speaking at people's stations, which they ask me every day to go here, go there, and I plan next year to go to at least 20 stations or so, but I'll have to go to a few on each leg, so I do it every few months. And then I hit like 6-7 stations and give speeches and the rest of it. And, you know, they sell tickets for $20 a piece. The station makes a little money, which they need to stay on, folks. The globalists spend trillions of dollars giving money into the media to push their propaganda, to push their lies. Well, you're going to have to financially support by becoming sponsors, being sponsors locally. Spreading the word isn't just enough in this fight. Or buying products from the station directly. And I really want to encourage stations that's the answer. That is really the answer. I would find a popular knife, buy it in mass, sell it at a discount. I'd find a popular supplement, sell it. I would water filters, whatever. That's the model. And that's what Glenn Beck's been quietly doing for 7 years. And they admit copying our model. I've talked to executives that work with him and folks that did work with him, and they sit there and copy everything we do and then do it on a bigger scale, more successful. Well, not more successful because all's not happy in Beckland with his attempt. I'm not going to – I wish him well. I hope he becomes very successful. But let's just say he spent his capital. We're not. We live in our means. So we need to be successful. And instead of plugging products every segment like other hosts have to do to make ends meet, we plug once an hour. I plugged for 45 seconds last hour. But to make up for that, once a week, once every 2 weeks, I'll do 30 minutes, an hour of informative infomercial where I'm just open about it and say, hey, buy these high-quality water filters. It helps fund our operation. here's the studies. These are really some of the best, and they're very inexpensive. I think you don't want to drink fluoride and glyphosate and all the other herbicides and pesticides. It's a win-win. I mean, when you tune into CBS News, ABC News, NBC, you know, in the morning, the whole thing's a product placement infomercial. They're just not telling you. And they wouldn't survive if they didn't do that, too. So we're about 10% infomercial. They're like 90%. So that's the difference. Now, that said, he'll be with us till about 40 after, because I can go into him late. Then we'll get to all the other news. I could carry 100 water filters like Amazon does, and I would make a lot more money. The problem is, we look at the studies, we look at the test. If it doesn't cut out to non-detectable levels or 99999, herbicides, fluoride, glyphosate, all the other fuel additives and stuff, I'm not going to promote and sell a water filter that doesn't really do a great job. That's why we only carry like 3 brands. And you can look at different specs and debate which is better. The point is they're all excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've only carried like 3 brands, and we haven't added the new brand about 2 years just because it's hard to find folks that are involved in really high quality. I was told by Matt Redhawk, the owner of My Patriot Supply Foods, 2 years ago that he was working with a top scientist, and I looked this guy up. He is like the maker of most of the famous water filters you see advertised. And he just keeps upping the game. He's a scientist, got multiple scientific degrees. And he said, I'm coming out with something that I think for the cost is the best out there. And we looked at it. We looked at the studies, the third-party studies. Those are up on InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure Pro is the latest water filtration family that we're adding at InfoWarsStore.com. And it really is a game changer. I love that word because that's what we look for is game changers. Dr. Evan E. Koslow is our guest. He has a PhD and is chief executive officer of KX Technologies, founded in 1989. Dr. Koslow has written over 100 articles and papers, holds over 30 patents, and is the original inventor of the solid-state extrusion process for carbon block technology. And he holds those patents. Dr. Koslow holds a bachelor's degree in engineering, a master's degree in forestry from Yale University, and a doctorate in agriculture engineering at Cornell University. I'm not going to go over all of it, but he's a scientist and engineer. And we're going to skip this break to give him more time. I appreciate him coming on. It's just that I wanted to preface this broadcast with what we're doing here, funding the operation with stuff that helps you and that helps us get the word out. Very affordable. Does 5,000 gallons in the filter's life. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. Raw water capacity, 7.5 liters. 2.25 gallons. Fresh water capacity, 2.25 gallons. And they've got several different models, large ones, small ones, medium-sized ones. Really is super high quality, and we're really happy to add it. And Red Hawk says, and the engineer says, this is the best. This is the best, and this is the top guy. This is the latest in what his cutting-edge technology has been able to bring, folks. Alexa Pure Pro. So, sir, thank you so much for coming on with us, doctor.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Tell us about water filtration, why you think it's important, and how as an engineer you got into it and how you became pretty much the name in it.
My background goes back almost 35 years. I joined what is today the largest filter company in America, and eventually I became the tech director of their nuclear, biological, and chemical defense division. And during that time, we began to look very carefully at building filters that could handle effectively all threats for the U.S. Army and for foreign national governments. And basically, these kinds of technologies emerged from that research. I've been at it pretty much since then. I have about probably about 130 patents pending or issued in this field. And so I've been involved in almost every major commercial filter that's gone out to the consumer since the 1980s.
Now, that said, we have it out of the gates, introductory offer discounted with the official launch of Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsStore.com. Break down, sir, why you've been saying that this is all of your knowledge, the latest technology for the lowest price. I mean, why this is such a game changer?
Well, this is probably the most sophisticated and most complex filter that we've ever conceived. It handles a broader range of contaminants than just anything I've ever attempted. And I've been involved in every major filter that's been developed really in the United States in 30 years. There is nothing that could remove such a broad spectrum of contaminants that takes out metals, nonmetals, organic compounds, herbicides, pesticides. It takes out pharmaceuticals that can get break into your water today. Hormones. So it's a tremendously powerful filter that takes out the broadest spectrum of contaminants that we've ever attempted in a single filter.
Wow. And how are you able to do this? Just from research, or has the processes gotten better with the manufacturing plants? Have just the general technologies progressed to the level of to be able to have something that works this good, this fast, this affordable? Because I remember Red Hawk telling me years ago, wait till you see how fast it flows, and you know, years of development. And when I got it, it is undoubtedly the fastest gravity filter I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Alex, the amazing thing about this filter is it executes all of that work while remaining a device that doesn't need any electricity. It flows by gravity alone. And that's a very important factor for anybody who is thinking that they need a filter in an emergency. In an emergency, you're not going to have any support. You're going to have a filter that operates purely by gravity that will flow just naturally at high velocity to supply sufficient water for your needs and really can handle whatever is coming down the line in the way of microbiological threats, chemical threats, even wartime chemical threats.
Sure, and I think all that's important, but what about the entire water supply? They admit even most well water has got hundreds of different chemicals in it. I mean, just the Roundup alone is something I don't want to be drinking.
Yeah, there's pesticides, herbicides, as you said, MTBE, which is a fuel additive, breaking into people's wells because effectively these materials are just moving out into the environment more and more. So even during peacetime, the water that we get today, unfortunately, is going to be of poor quality, and the quality is going to deteriorate into the future. No question about it.
It's just building up and building up. I mean, you can pull the statistics up, but all 50 states, even Alaska, have contaminated groundwater. I was reading where the fuel additive you mentioned is in 99% of water samples in North America. I mean, wow, and that stuff is so carcinogenic.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that. You know, the average American, especially an urban American, is going to be using water that actually is reused. Effectively, you don't have fresh water. You're getting water from the upstream person. He's getting through his contaminated water is going through treatment plants, which are ineffective. Those waters are flowing back and forth and back and forth back to you over and over again, down through the system until they're very heavily contaminated. So effectively, a person in America is getting water that's been used four or five times before he's gotten it. It's not fresh rainwater, trust me. And even fresh rainwater is picking up contaminants from the atmosphere today. So,
sure. What about bioaccumulation, too? Because we know in the ocean, the krill get eaten by the little fish, and then the medium-sized fish, and the big fish, and the tuna. And by the time you get up to the tuna, they're just incredibly toxic, not just mercury, but other metals, radioactive isotopes, because it's bioaccumulated. Literally, as the rivers run down south, it's well known they just get more and more and more and more contaminated. And then somewhere like L.A., where you're drinking toilet to tap, and there's this myth that, oh, tap water's so good. When you've been drinking high-quality filtered water or even high-quality bottled water, you can't go back to tap water. It tastes like grody crud.
Well, I mean, look, I did study years ago of river sediment in just rivers everywhere in America. We took sediment out of those rivers, and you put them into a very sensitive radiation detector. You will see that fallout is everywhere on those river sediments. You'll have cobalt-60, you'll have cesium-137. These long-lived radioactive isotopes are in the rivers. They're not coming out. They're going to be there for really the rest of our lives. And that's from fallout from nuclear weapons.
And by the way, I forgot. I should have done when I heard you were coming on last week, I meant to pull up like the ABC, CBS, NBC pieces from local news in Texas on how radioactive the water is. And they go, but this isn't the radiation you'd find in limestone. This is artificial. And they didn't know why. And then I forgot, doing the research, this is the first filter of this type, correct, that even reduces to near non-detectable levels radioactive isotopes. That is such a ultra-massive game changer, because there's not just the unnatural radiation from testing fallout and plants. There is also natural isotopes correct in many limestone deposits. In fact, there's the headline, KHOU, Houston, Texas. Texas drinking water makes pipes and plumbing radioactive. See, I'm not joking, folks. How big a deal is natural and unnatural radioactive fallout in the water supply?
Well, the natural radioactive material is really pervasive because uranium is not as rare an element as you might expect. Uranium then breaks down into radium, and radium breaks down into radon, which then becomes a whole host of radioactive materials, lead 210, polonium, et cetera. All of those materials end up in especially well water. And so these materials are coming up. This filter is very effective in intercepting those contaminants. And actually, I've had an earlier filter that I used to sell for people's whole house that would remove radioactive material from the whole house environment. Those filters became so radioactive that one day I had the police come into my factory.
Wow.
And so they said, well, we just intercepted one of your devices at our incinerator and it shut down the whole thing because we have a radiation detector. What is this? And it turned out to be a filter from someone's home which had accumulated so much radioactivity that it actually shut down the municipal incinerator.
Well, that's what they were saying in these local newscasts, because Texas obviously has so much natural but also unnatural in the Edwards Aquifer, that it's setting off radiation detectors when they try to sell the scrap metal and stuff. That's how the investigation in one town started, was because the police and military got called in because they thought somebody was smuggling a dirty bomb.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, people do not realize that 265 nuclear weapons were exploded in the atmosphere during the 1950s through the 1970s. And all that radioactivity, which
crazy,
is the equivalent of a good-sized nuclear war, is now in the atmosphere and has fallen down all over the Earth. And so all that radioactivity is going to have to be dealt with for the really, really into the millennia, into the future.
Wow, because that's something I bemoaned on air. I try to take iodine and try to get some of it out of my body, but I bemoaned that the radiation levels are almost three times what they were pre-Manhattan Project in the Northern Hemisphere because of all the testing. And I bemoan the fact that how do I get radioactive isotopes out of the water when there really aren't other filters that do it, even really good ones that cut out fluoride and glyphosates and MBTA. You know, we sell those. They're great. This one, do you know, because I know there's hundreds of different isotopes, really thousands, but how can you say it reduces or stops the radioactive debris? And explain to us, doctor, how that happens.
Well, I mean, this is a complex filter. It has a whole set of adsorbents that target each of the individual contaminants. Let's just take one. Let's say radioactive iodine. Radioactive iodine is something that's produced, let's say, during a nuclear reactor accident or after a nuclear weapon goes off, and it very, very rapidly bioaccumulates into the human body. So you must be able to intercept it if you can and avoid it. Radioactive iodine is very efficiently absorbed by activated carbon, which is the baseline material within this filter. So we basically remove radioactive iodine directly by adsorption, and it will be quantitatively removed by this kind of filter completely.
Wow. You know, I've done my own research. I'm not an engineer and a scientist like you, but it's just crazy to know this is going on and the general public is not aware of it. When I've done news pieces about radiation in most water supplies, people think I'm making it up. Or when Ja'Kari Jackson went out to the West Coast and showed fish that were, you know, 30, 40 times the normal level, people went, you just don't have that Geiger counter calibrated right, or you don't have that field unit. But then they sent the local newspapers out with the U.S. military, and they said, no, yeah, we found areas 20, 30 times what it's supposed to be, but that's okay. So there's this laissez-faire attitude about it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we actually, you know, radioactive radon is just everywhere in people's homes. For example, coming up through their water, it's just in natural well water. And so it's just everywhere around you. And sometimes it can be at huge levels. I remember I was doing a survey in Massachusetts, and there was a lady there who had a farm. Out in the way out, you would think, this is the most beautiful, pristine area. There's no way that she would have any exposure to any contaminants. Her well water was one of the most radioactive well waters we had ever encountered. It had hundreds of thousands of picocuries of radon coming up through this well water. Unbelievable. And you would think that she would be glowing. And it was just remarkable. She was sitting right on top of what was the equivalent of a uranium mine.
But they're hyping terrorism. You have a better chance of a honeybee killing you than terrorism. And I'm not saying it isn't a threat, but they act like it's the end of the world. But then all this real stuff's going on. and the average person isn't even aware of it. 10% off Alexa Pure Pro, introductory offer, and free shipping. This is something I'm definitely going to be adding to my arsenal to protect my family. This is a big deal. They also
This is a remarkable filter, Alex. I mean, this will be, it's the most complex, sophisticated device really I've ever done.
Stay there, Doctor. We're going to come right back. Stay there. Amazing.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Clinton on Benghazi says Christopher Stevens was responsible for his own security, throwing the guy she basically killed under the bus. We've got more of the highlights of her ongoing testimony. We're going to be playing here into the next hour. If you just joined us, I was really talking about multiple messages here. One to our AM&FM affiliates, that if they will, in my view, not just go out and get sponsors, but pick a few high-quality products everybody needs, educate them, like water filtration systems, and then sell those or have a deal through a shopping cart where they're drop-shipped from the factory. That will end up being the game changer. NPR gets taxpayer money, $450 million a year, and then it begs for money every month. Well, AM and FM, libertarian talk radio, conservative radio, can't do that. and talk radio is dying in many areas of the country. We're exploding because we innovate. And so I really think I ought to go around the country consulting with stations or making a video for free for affiliates on how to save talk radio. Because a lot of conservatives, libertarians, too, are too prideful, in a good way, to go on air like socialists and say, you need to buy our products or we won't be on air. Stations need to say, hey, we're reaching a lot of people with the truth. But as you know, there's a war on talk radio, and you need to buy products from us. I mean, I would be happy if stations, you know, got in contact with Alexa Pure and Red Hawk and became distributors of it, and I made no money. I'd cut ads for our stations. I'm actually doing that on Longevity and other things, and it's helped a lot of our affiliates. I've got, like, I'm not exaggerating, liners for like 50 stations I've been sitting on for a month on top of all the other liners, and I apologize that I'm supposed to cut. And I don't do this very often, but once a month or so, I'll just communicate right to our stations, right to the program directors, right to the station owners, and just say, I know the boat you're in, and we thank you for picking up the show. It's not enough that we bring ratings. The station needs to be profitable to keep the lights on. And as free marketers, we're having our free market shut down because the globalists can't compete with our ideas. We're winning. So they're coming after talk radio. They're coming after free speech. They're coming after Drudge. Ted Cruz has warned of that. Members of Congress have. They're coming. Matt Drudge came here 2 weeks ago to be in studio with us to warn folks. So I am proud to get up here once a week or every 2 weeks and do 20, 30 minutes and say, hey, if you believe in what we're doing, get a high-quality filter. Here's the facts. We're bringing you the best. And you can get free shipping and 10% off the Alexa Pure Pro family. They also have the LifeSpring new straw system, survival type system that's excellent. And again, they've upgraded it from the leading competition. They've made it even better. Survival Spring is also available discounted with a $5 off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And it is extremely affordable. That's $19.95. And I know the specs, the leading competitors more, and I hate to even say when we're carrying good products, something's better. We have a wide selection. Just look at the specs for yourself. These are game changers. The entire Alexa Pure Pro line, and it's all available, replacement filters, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. Find our nutraceuticals like Survival Shield, Nation I9X Tube, Supermel Vitality, and other just amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Find the entire longevity line of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can get those discounted there as well. Free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, or get a 30% discount when you sign up to be a distributor. That costs $10. InfoWarsHealth.com, or support the local station you hear and its longevity program. Going back to Dr. Evan E. Kozlob, Ph.D., founder of KX Technologies, also written over 100 peer-reviewed papers, 30 patents, and is the originator of the solid-state extrusion process that everybody uses. Dr. Kozlob holds a bachelor's degree in engineering, a master's degree in forestry from Yale University, and a doctorate in agronomy. Am I pronouncing that right? I don't even know what that is. I think I know everything I don't. And agricultural engineering from Cornell University. Tell us what that particular degree of all your doctorates is, and then spend five more minutes. I can't wait to fly out to where you're at and interview you there in person and see your laboratory. And really, because I've talked to folks that have been there, they say it's really high tech. What's that particular degree? What is that about?
Well, okay, so I have a hardcore engineering degree from Yale, and then I basically went into two softer degrees, which one was in forestry and one is in agriculture. I actually own a farm in Vermont, so I actually practice what I preach a little bit on my education. But actually, much of my work was from the very beginning on the purification of air and water. And so I've worked in that field pretty much since I was a young person emerging from school. And I worked on projects ranging from filtration of air going into armored fighting vehicles to Comanche helicopter, every kind of military project all the way down to consumer products. And they all have a common theme, which is we're all trying to remove contaminants, sometimes purposely placed into the atmosphere or into the water, and sometimes just emerging from the natural environment and are very, very dangerous, and we need to control them. So, you know, that's pretty much what I've done in my entire life. But the mixed degrees actually do make sense when you look at...
Well, absolutely. It gives you a wide spectrum of knowledge. Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity. And they needed... They really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we've created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions.
Well, just the stainless steel manufacturing is excellent as well. And the whole thing is just top of the line and very, very affordable. Compared to leading competitors.
Yeah, I mean, the fit and finish are fantastic. The stainless steel, indicates, how Alexa Pure has really worked hard to have compromise. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. It's really a remarkable achievement on their part. And I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
Well, Doctor, I appreciate all your time today looking at a couple articles on fluoride. Here's a headline, Feds, Blacks suffer most from fluoride, but fluoridate anyways. And another article here on the Huffington Post, Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. This isn't calcium fluoride that you've got to have a little bit of from what I've read. This is hydrofluorosilicic acid. What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control. And basically, we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. I mean, look, fluoride is, you do need small amounts. But the amounts that are added supplementally have been always a big controversy for people's health. It's been something that's been done since the 1950s, and the research is completely unclear about whether it should be done or shouldn't be done. Basically preventing cavities, they're effectively impacting the rest of your health. So all I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we remove them all of equal efficiency.
And it's your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. So, no one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the Alexa Pure Pro family of water filtration systems available, discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Red Hawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. And it's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Doctor, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Great speaking to you, Alex.
Amazing, folks. And let me tell you, if I'm in an infomercial once a week, every 2 weeks, sometimes once a month, it varies, it's going to be something that's really important. And we bring you what I believe for the cost. Now we've got four different brands of water filters on the site, and I'm very, very excited about this one. You get attached to other brands, and they're good as well. It's just that people are really crazy if you don't filter your water. and stuff that just has charcoal in it and just reduces the flavor and cuts stuff out, that's better than nothing. You can buy those for $30 at the store. We've got pitcher systems and stuff that are many times better than those, reduce stuff almost down to nothing, and they're like $60 from ProPure. And their whole G2 system is excellent. We've got some of the best rated shower and bath filters as well. You absorb a lot of stuff through the skin. You breathe it. We just go out and find the very best high-quality stuff at the lowest price we can and bring it to you. This is really an amazing deal. InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm kind of flattered that it sounds like Alex. Alex A. Pure. It's Alexa Pure Pro. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, that said, Clinton on Benghazi, Christopher Stevens was responsible for his own security. We've got a whole bunch of these clips I want to go through. This is what we've been culling through as she's been testifying now for several hours. Benghazi hearing, Hillary Clinton ignored 600 requests for more security in Libya. And then, of course, her response is that Stevens was basically responsible. No, Stevens didn't run the Benghazi security. It was the security force that came over, that the Al-Qaeda folks that Hare Clinton was running, that did the attacking. And this all came out a long time ago. Everything. I mean, I'm getting all these emails from mainstream media and famous people and text messages and nice folks going, I was watching Fox News and they admitted it was an arms deal and it was a ship to Al-Qaeda in Syria and that they knew he was going to be killed and it may have been a hit and I can't believe it's on the news. And that's because folks know. And I'm glad this is all coming out because it makes me a lot safer. It was not fun when they killed those Navy SEALs that were on the Bin Laden raid a few months after to talk to the families. And then I had the families on, met with others in private. And it's scary to meet with Navy SEALs' mother and father. And it's scary to then meet with another Navy SEAL that was friends with one of the guys that got blown up and talk to some of the people on the ground. They said, we think it's a trap. It's weird. We're being put on this weird old helicopter. This isn't a real mission. And they just blew them up. And they know the government killed them. And then I remember after that meeting, I stopped on the side of the highway and shot a YouTube video and uploaded it. And I wasn't shaking, but I was higher than a kite. I felt like I'd had 20 cups of coffee. It felt like the three times I used methamphetamine in high school, where I was just so awake, it was just horrible. I mean, you learn this type of stuff, you get chills up your spine, you get nauseous, you're totally wired, and you just want to warn everybody because you want to get it out, and you know you can get killed doing this. And when you're in danger is when the info's not known. So thank my lucky stars, and for all your prayers and good Lord above, I'm still not pushing daisies. My kids really need me, my family needs me. I'm not afraid of dying, and sometimes I go, well, you better be. You got family counting on you. It's kind of a sick thing to just give in to not being scared and just go, I don't care. Just go to events with no security. Just walk around not caring. And I'm still like that. And people look at me, and I'm not bragging. It's my own. It's actually a problem I have. People go, man, you're not scared. What's wrong with you? I'm just not scared. I'm scared of failing. I don't want to look at Hillary as president. I mean... I just can't handle it. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I don't want to be the one talking to Navy SEALs on and off air. I don't want to be the one breaking all this stuff. I don't want to be the one with the Benghazi whistleblowers on first. And then, of course, get no credit for it because the system hates me so much. Fine. The problem is those that I don't want to get credit for it with, I get the credit. I mean, you know, the globalists know where so much of the resistance comes from is this platform. And I'm not bragging. I don't feel worthy. I just want to thank you for putting up with me. Every time some beaming family on the street goes, oh, Alex, we love you. You're so great. I just look at them and I go, you're great. Thank you for supporting me. I'm just doing the best I can. You're the solution. You're the answer. Thanks for putting up with me. Let's go to this clip. Benghazi hearing, Hillary Clinton ignored 600 requests for more security in Libya. The arrogance. Here it is.
I'm going to get the first chart, please. Do you know how many security requests there were in the first quarter of 2012?
For everyone or for Benghazi?
I'm sorry, yes, ma'am. Related to Benghazi and Libya, do you know how many there were?
No, I do not know.
Ma'am, there were just over 100 plus. In the second quarter, do you know how many there were?
No, I do not.
Ma'am, there were 172-ish. Might have been 171 or 173. That's How many were there in July and August and then in that week and a few days before the attacks? Do you know?
There were a number of them. I know
that. Yes, ma'am. 83 mm-hmm. by our count. That's over 600 requests. You've testified here this morning that you had none of those reach your desk. Is that correct?
That's also correct.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Blumenthal wrote you 150 emails. Mm-hmm. It appears from the testimony or the materials that we've read that all of those reached your desk.
Put in power by those
emails. Why security requests from your professionals, the men that you just testified, and with which I agree, are incredibly professional, incredibly capable people, trained in the art of keeping us all safe. None of those made it to you. But a man who was a friend of yours, who'd never been to Libya, didn't know much about it, at least that's his testimony, didn't know much about it. Every one of those reports that he sent on to you that had to do with situations on the ground in Libya, those made it to your desk. You asked for more of them. You read them. You corresponded with him. And yet the folks that worked for you didn't have the same courtesy.
Well, Congressman, as you're aware, he's a friend of mine. He sent me information he thought might be of interest.
It's really hard to look at her, but we're going to go to break and come back and play more of these clips. Hillary Clinton with Chris Stevens didn't have my personal email address. Hillary Clinton admits the seriousness of Benghazi attack made it impossible to defend. Impossible to defend. You ordered a stand down, which you were killing everybody there. Most of them you had to evacuate before so that you could get the weapons to Al-Qaeda and have plausible deniability because you knew the Pentagon was already saying no. That's why you killed them.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refill, car chargers, and starter kit. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LetsDig.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have returned. Let's continue now going through clips of the ongoing testimony of Herr Clinton. And then we're going to also in the next segment dial in and actually see what's happening live a little bit. Here's Hillary Clinton saying Chris Stevens didn't have her personal email address. And then it just continues on. Here it is.
Follow up on one thing about Ambassador Stevens. You got a lot of emails from Sidney Blumenthal, and you say that Mr. Blumenthal was a friend of yours,
mm-hmm.
and he had your personal email address.
Mm-hmm.
You say Chris Stevens was a friend of yours. He asked numerous times for extra protection. Now, if I had been Mr. Stevens, and I think anybody out there or anybody watching this would agree, if I had been Mr. Stevens and I'd had a relationship with you and I had requested 20 or more times for additional security to protect not only my life, but the people that were there with me, I would have gotten in touch with you some way. I would have let you know that I was in danger and that the situation had deteriorated to a point I needed you to do something. Did he have your personal email?
Congressman,
I can't look at her.
I do not believe that he had my personal email. He had the email, and he had the direct line to everybody that he'd worked with for years. He had been posted with officials in the State Department. They had gone through difficult, challenging, dangerous assignments together. He was in constant contact with people. Yes, he and the people working for him asked for more security. Some of those requests were approved. Others were not.
She's so arrogant.
We are obviously looking to learn what more we could do.
So entitled.
Because it was not only about Benghazi, it was also about the embassy in Tripoli.
Well, they stack all these women behind her that work for her.
That, you
it's
know,
about
Chris,
women.
Asked for what he and his people requested because he.
I saw an article yesterday. I forget by who. It was mainstream media. I think it was Time Magazine. And it was the women of Hillary, how her press corps is almost entirely women, and they support her, well, they're the press, because they're women. And they follow her. I mean, what a gimmick. I mean, I can't imagine, like, I'm going to support this guy because he's a guy. Doesn't matter all the horrible things she's done, what she stands for. She's a woman, so women think, hey, I'm getting ahead. There's a woman in there. I'm going to vote for Obama because I'm black, and he's black. I'm going to get ahead. If you take that same measurement, black unemployment doubled. Only went up, like, what, 10% or less in other, quote, populations. But blacks, it doubled. In fact, it didn't even go up 10%. 8%, I think, maybe. Black unemployment doubled. What is it? Like 18% or something now? Was it like 15%? Before that, it was like 7%? But it doesn't matter, you see, because it's fantasy land. She says she likes women. I mean, it's creepy. I don't get up here and attack lesbians or anything like that. I'm a libertarian, but I am a Christian at the same time. But it is creepy to have an old man going and picking on, you know, grabbing on hot women at the office, especially if they don't like it. Man, it's really creepy when it's Hillary Clinton in a little old lady outfit. She reportedly looks like multiple women per day. I mean, it's just, she's really gross. It's all about her power and all about her will. And this, she's not even strong, but we lay down to this mafia, maggot-infested, rotting horse's ass. We'll be back with the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost.